So summer's going off down in Prestbury, and I've got Charlie Lawson on the phone with us, telling us all about what's going on. So I believe it involves a car park, Charlie. What's going on?
Yeah, well, it involves parking throughout Prestbury, in fact, and many other areas of Cheshire East. It seems to me that some numpty has been sitting in an office and they've just come up with this idea for Prestbury, amongst other places, and it's completely ill thought out. And it simply won't work. It's a threat to businesses. Anybody who lives here knows that there are people who travel in. We've got some great wee boozers. We've got some great restaurants. And people drive in and, you know, especially at weekends. And, of course, there's free parking at currently around the back of the village, the back of Pearl Street, in fact. So the proposal now is that parking in Prestbury is going to be paid for, and this will not only affect businesses, it'll affect the, I mean, you know, anybody who knows Prestbury knows what happens when the school bell goes at 3:30 or whatever. Well, this is going to be an absolute joke. The whole thing is ill thought out, apart from being very expensive, and as I say, somebody in East Cheshire Council just hasn't given this any thought. I mean, you know, apart from somebody was pointing out to me earlier today that some of the business owners in the village, they have to drive into their work. Now they've nowhere to park as well. It's a ludicrous proposition, and it just hasn't been thought through. It's as simple as that. And I would urge everybody in Prestbury to get off their backsides and respond to the flyers and the posters or whatever. You know, get in touch with Cheshire East Council. Have a look at the proposals. You'll see that they're nonsense. And I would urge everybody in the village actually to just get up and pay attention and get involved, because this could be not quite the death knell of the village, but it certainly isn't helpful to anybody who's invested their time and energy and business in this place.
I know I'm meant to sit on the fence on these sort of things, being a radio presenter, but I am kind of with you a little bit, because I'm a working class guy. If I've got to pay somewhere to park, I'm going to go, is there anywhere else to park instead? Because you might not have the right change, and I don't want to use my card in case a malfunction happens with the computer system and they take more than they should. So you got to, people think about that all the time as well, don't they?
Yes, I mean, look. I don't know why they just don't leave Prestbury alone and let us get on with it. Instead of, as I say, I don't even know where their office is, but it certainly isn't in the middle of Prestbury, because if they looked around, it would take them 5 minutes to walk around, and they'd see Springfield's car park is heavily used, all the other parks are used. We can't park in the middle of the village anyway because of the double yellows. And it is essential and very important that we keep free parking, because I would know about this because back in the day, my wife, as she is now, had a business right in the middle of Prestbury, and we knew, she certainly knew how important parking was, free parking. Now, you know, everybody else from Bacchus to Coast, the Lee Arms, the Bridge, etc., the Coa, all these places, some have their own parking, but others don't, and it will be, I think it'll have a very detrimental effect on the village.
You're absolutely right there, because those local businesses depend on people dropping in just for a brief moment as they're passing through, don't they, as well?
Yes, and, you know, the amount of people who come to this village for their Sunday lunches and all that, look, I can't see anything sensible about this at all, and that's why at 4:30 this afternoon, I hope a lot of people will turn up just to show our, you know, that we've organised a protest for the car park opposite base, our new pizza restaurant, which will, there again, that'll suffer as well, because you can't park there to pick up your pizzas, you know what I mean? So it's just not, it's an ill thought out, ill conceived proposal, and it deserves to be kicked out.
Do you reckon it's all come down to money? Can we squeeze a bit more money out of the driver? Do you reckon that's what it is?
Of course it is. Of course it is. Somebody, as I say, in an office has said, well, let's hit Prestbury, for God's sake, because they've all got loads of money. You know, excuse my French, but that's just...
That's a good job we are pre-recorded, Charlie. they'll hear a bleep there, by the way.
Right, OK, but you get my point. As I say, if I would take somebody by the hand and walk them around Prestbury Village, and I would just say at the end of the 30-mile-an-hour limit, I say, right, have a rethink, dear, because this is a crazy idea. And it, as I say, I can't say it enough. Get people off their backsides and get out. Join us today, but also make sure you get in touch with Cheshire East Council by the 1st of November and voice your opinions. I can't force anybody. There might be somebody who thinks this is a good idea, but I suspect 99.9% of the people who live in this village think it's a crazy idea. But, you know, there is a wee bit of a habit in this village of sitting behind your door and keeping it shut and not actually doing anything. But I would urge you to get off your backsides and do something about this, because it's a very important decision that's going to be made.
Is there anywhere online people can sign a petition as well? Is there an online platform somewhere where people can go, don't do this because of the following reasons?
Yes, I mean, emails should be sent to carparksreview2023@cheshireeast.gov.uk. There's also an address on the flyer for the parking services manager in Delamere House, Delamere Street Crew. Well, you can rest assured he's never been here. And so these flyers are all around the village, and there's a, you know, you can scan it with your phone. You can see all the proposals, and get her done by the 1st of November.
Awesome. Charlie, thank you very much. Talking very passionately about the parking situation around Cheshire East itself and specifically as well, Prestbury. Charlie, congratulations, by the way, before we leave this, on the big day that you've recently had. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. It was a fabulous day. Not before time, after 22 years.
Yeah,
so,
you made the good lady wait, didn't you?
Yeah. No, listen, I even went as far as asking her in the Maldives, but she said she wanted a magazine job, and her wish was met by, with the great help of Gaynor Morgan, Willie Morgan's daughter, as you'll know. And we got it organised. Shrigley Hall were absolute stars. They really were brilliant. Can't praise them enough. And yeah, we had a cracking day, so we did.
Fantastic.
And Eamon Holmes married us.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. That was amazing.
Oh, well, get on the website, the OK Magazine website, and you'll see the video, and you'll see Eamon marrying us.
I need to pull you up on something, though, Charlie. You didn't even ask me to DJ at your wedding, mate. What's going on?
Well, not my department, mate. Not my department. I merely facilitated the location, shall we say. And Gaynor and Debbie did all the rest. So there you go.
I could have played Black Lace, Superman, Agadoo. You'd have loved all that.
Whoop-de-doo.
Charlie, I can't wait to see you again soon anyway, but
okay,
thank you,
mate,
for talking to me anyway.
Thank you for your time.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Was that all right for you, Charlie?
Yeah, that was fine, mate.